Hi, all. It's Jack. It's Monday. It's about quarter to five. I don't know about you. I'm excited because after 2 weeks, my children just went back to school. Woohoo! So when you have a home office like I do, you love having the kids around, except when you actually have to work. Because having the kids around when you have to work, it's sort of like juggling bowling balls and chainsaws, and fire. It's always exciting. It's always interesting. Anyhow, we can talk more about that later. Let's talk for a moment about the so-called social media echo chamber. And you'll hear people talk about this. You'll read posts where people say, you don't want to write about XYZ because everybody else is always writing about it. And all you're doing is adding to the noise. All you're doing is adding to the echo chamber. And you want to be unique, insightful, and innovative. And I'm here to say, shut up. I know that's rude, so I'm not saying shut up to any one person, but I'm saying stop listening to some of that and think about things from a different perspective. There are two magazines that I can mention right now that most of you will have heard of, and they're called Time and Newsweek. And I'm here to pose the question, what is the significant difference between Time and Newsweek? And I'm going to answer my own question by saying nothing. There's next to nothing that really distinguishes them. It's like asking the difference between most Toyota sedan and a Honda sedan. There's nothing different. You can name a dozen other sedans that are very similar. There are minor distinctions there, but the truth of the matter is that there's very little. So what you have there is a huge marketplace where people have chosen one of these particular brands. They read Time, they read Newsweek, they buy a Honda Accord, they buy a Toyota Sienna because they like the salesperson more, they like the voice of the writer a little bit more, but there are no really limited significant distinctions between the two. And the reason this applies to social media and our ability to write about whatever the hell we want about is because it's the same thing. You can't be all things to all people, and not every reader is going to read your words and go, "Wow, Jack, you're the finest writer I've ever read. Thank God I found you." Yes, it's hard to believe, but there are people who hate my writing, and I get the hate mail to prove it. But I also get the mail from people who say, "That's brilliant. That's outstanding. That's exciting, and I love it." So you've got two different groups here that you're talking to, as well as everybody in between. And the point of that is, you should not allow your own fear that you don't have something of value or that people won't read what you're writing dictate what you write about. It's all tied into when I talk about having to have some passion and personality in your writing. It's all in there. Anyhow, I'll write more about this. We'll actually have a written post, but this is sort of a preview. These are just my thoughts as an introduction. So, introduction to the topic. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.